Deputy Prime Minister Andrei Babiš has pledged to have his tax records audited after questions were raised over how he financed a major deal. The ANO chief says other politicians should also undergo such a probe, a call that has been backed by the country's president, Miloš Zeman. Do audits give a complete picture, though, of an individual's finances in any case? Ian Willoughby finds out.
In the latest skirmish among the main coalition parties, the Social Democrat Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka warned the billionaire ANO chief Andrei Babiš that questions over his finances could undermine the government. This follows media reports that the amount Mr. Babiš spent purchasing bonds in his company Agrofert a few years ago was considerably less than his declared income at that time. For his part, Mr. Babiš says the allegations are politically motivated and insists he has legitimate explanations for how he raised the extra funds. What's more, the ANO boss has pledged to have his complete tax returns dating back to 1993 audited by not one but two major auditing firms, and he's called for other senior politicians to undergo the same examination. Now, President Miloš Zeman, speaking on Czech television, has come out with a very similar call.
Velmi bych si přál, aby příjmy
některých našich... I would very much wish that the incomes of some as yet unnamed politicians be audited with the same thoroughness as the revenues of Andrei Babiš. I said as yet unnamed, but they are, of course, politicians who may have become rich through various privatization contracts and through different rather strange transactions that took place in past years.
This last point may be a dig at Mr. Sobotka, a rival of the president, who critics say approved the sell-off of mining company OKD at a price below its real value. But even if Mr. Babiš fulfills his promise to commission the audits, could such a move clear up all questions surrounding his finances? Jiří Žežulka is a tax expert with consultants Apogeo.
It will depend a lot on the assignment that the client gives to the auditors, because their answer will stem from the assignment they've received. The auditors will have to come to terms with the amount of information that they received from the client. But auditors don't have any investigative powers. That means they don't have the powers to demand more than the client gives them.
In the meantime, Andrei Babiš says he's preparing to comply with a conflict of interest law, commonly dubbed Lex Babiš. At the same time, he's fighting the legislation in the Czech and European courts.